Speaking at the 4th Annual World Future Energy Summit in Abu Dhabi, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said renewable energy could help solve a number of the planet's most pressing problems.
We need a global clean energy revolution, a revolution that makes energy available and affordable for all. This is essential for minimizing climate risk, for reducing poverty, and improving global health, for empowering women and meeting the Millennium Development Goals, for global economic growth, peace and security, and the health of our planet.
Mr. Ban warns global energy consumption is set to rise by 40% in the next two decades, with the highest growth expected in developing nations. And he also pointed out that more efficient power would greatly help people living in poorer countries.
Investing in the green economy is not simply a luxury of the developed countries. It represents an opportunity for job creation and economic growth in developing countries and prosperity for all.
Pakistan's president agrees. Speaking at the Abu Dhabi summit, Asif Ali Zardari described his country as, quote, an example of the world's energy crisis. Pakistan's been hit by a number of recent natural disasters, and Mr. Zardari believes that they're at least somewhat connected to global warming caused by the burning of fossil fuels.
Even the most cynical can no longer deny that unavoidable consequences of environmental abuse. The question before us today, the great issue for our generation is, whether we have the courage, the determination, and the wisdom to do whatever is necessary to reverse the deadly process that is choking our children's future.
The World Future Energy Summit, which brings together world leaders and renewable energy experts to find solutions to global energy challenges, ends on Thursday. Philip Walter Wellman for VOA News, Abu Dhabi.